Welcome to the Power Friendship Podcast.
Hello.
One shot, special edition, real Swifty hours. You know what time it is. Taylor Swift time. Tay Tay, T Swizzle, wherever we go. I got a special guest today. Introduce yourself.
My name is Brian. How long we know each other? Like 6, 5 years?
Bro, it's been a long time.
I ran you up for like a year before I knew we were friends.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I actually don't know when, but yeah, I sell comic books and listen to Taylor Swift. That's basically all I do.
I'm digging. We're here to talk about the album. Albums.
Now, albums. Here's the thing. Do you count it?
Okay.
Because people are saying it's Taylor Swift 11 and 12. It's not.
Oh.
Number 11 is just two albums.
That's interesting.
Because, like, Folklore and Evermore are separate. If they came out the same day, they wouldn't be one album because they're not called the same thing.
Okay.
Because, like, people are saying she's up to 12 albums now, but it's not, right?
I have 11. Maybe you might be right. You know what, Brian?
Because if you go into the app, it's just a full album.
Yeah, you go,
Yeah, all 2 hours.
Hold up. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, it's 2 hours. Like, I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, basically, released one half of it in stores, and then the other half she just put online.
Damn it.
Also, you can't, because the album got leaked, like, on Wednesday, and your album can't get leaked if the other half of it's online. So, that way they only leaked half of it.
You're right. You're on to something here. You're spitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology.
Yeah, because it's...
What do you think about the title? What do you think about it?
I like it. I mean, she's always had goofy stuff. She's never had goofy stuff in the Taylor album. Like, I mean, half the songs on Lover are kind of goofy.
I love those songs.
But they're really good songs.
They're really good. I like the songs. Okay, we gotta get some Taylor Swift. All right, so Taylor Swift. All right, so give me your favorite Taylor Swift song.
My favorite Taylor Swift song, if I had to pick one, would be "Out of the Woods" from 1989. Because 1989 was how I started.
Okay.
Started with "Shake It Off," then a few months later bought the album. That was 9 years ago, I think. That came out. Listened to basically nothing but that for like 6 months probably. And then I started buying her older stuff. I actually went backwards. So I didn't start with self-titled. I went from 1989, read everything else.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. I was different. I did Picture to Burn was my first Taylor Swift song.
Oh, which is good.
I woke up on country CMT. I woke up. I heard fuck. I said, "Yo, this is good. Who is this?"
And she wrote that in like she wrote that in gym class, I think.
Bro, that song is I love Taylor Swift. That's my jam.
We should have her versions of that by end of the year. Because how she's been doing it is one new album, 2 re-releases, and there's only 2 re-releases left. So,
Reputation.
Reputation's going to be next. I'm almost bought. I really think she'll end it with self-titled. Because, why wouldn't she?
Yeah. That's poetic.
Yeah.
So, that's something cool. Okay. If you could have... All right. If Taylor Swift was at your house for one song, to perform one song, and one song only, what would it be?
That's hard after the last album they just put out, because there's 31 songs on there.
I'm just saying, bro. You get Taylor.
If I had
one day,
one song for her to perform live, I don't know if you've seen.
You.
She did
just
a.
For you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be live though. So.
Okay. Yeah.
But have you ever seen the acoustic set she did for Lover in Paris? I think it was.
No.
So it's like 6 songs. She did a really tiny show, and all of them are online. That's the thing that I have the heart vinyl for. That album. Her version of Cornelia Street. On that, I would probably want her to do that. Because I think that's her best live performance.
Okay.
But I mean, also, like...
Who is...
I could also say All Too Well, because that way it'd be a 10-minute long song.
If you just like... All right. Your Taylor Swift dream collaboration. It pauses every 5 seconds. It's weird. Okay. It pauses every 8 minutes. 8 minutes is weird. It's like, ain't
oh. Oh, it's like a dip in thing.
Yeah, it's trying to catch us up. It's like, ew.
Okay.
Yeah, good. All right, your Taylor Swift dream collaboration.
I mean, after the Grammys, I would like to see her and Celine Dion because I grew up on Celine Dion.
Oh, shit.
So that would be a big one for me. Also, because I know Ed Sheeran is doing a collab with Cradle of Filth. So I would kind of like to see Cradle of Filth, Taylor Swift, because I have a playlist on my phone where it's a Taylor Swift song, then a Cradle of Filth song, and it's called Taylor Filth. And I think that'd be kind of cool.
I'm digging that. I like the way you do things here. Okay, you said Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. All right, so who's your top five favorite vocalists?
I would say, I'm going to say Taylor number one. I know a lot of people don't give her credit for her vocals, but she's not trying to be Whitney Houston. Like, she's not trying to do, like, crazy out there vocals. She's just a really good singer. So I would say Taylor, Celine Dion, Phoebe Bridgers. Which, this last album, like, half the songs just straight up sound like Phoebe Bridger could be on those songs and would fit. Freddie Mercury. Because my sister will kill me if I don't say Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
I would say Ozzy. Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, that's a good one. Interesting.
My first concert was Black Sabbath's Farewell Tour in Philadelphia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, your music taste is really interesting.
Yeah, it's what? Like, right now on my Apple Music, like, you know how it'll update every month with what your top stuff is? Yeah. It's 99 Taylor Swift songs and one Slaughter to Prevail song. So my iTunes has no idea what to recommend me.
Interesting. I'm a Spotify boy.
I feel like I should be because that's the one that they count the numbers for the most, but I've had Apple Music and it stores every year. So you can actually see Taylor Swift slowly take over my playlist over the last decade. I've already been paying them $10 a month for a decade, so.
Yeah. Huh.
Which now that I think about it, it's a lot of money.
Awesome. All right. So, when do you listen to Taylor Swift the most?
What was that?
When do you listen to Taylor Swift the most? Like, when's the most you ever?
So, that's basically all I listen to in the car. Because going to and coming from work and everything. And we'll have random days at the shop. Because we'll have, when new release day for comic book days, we'll have Marvel movies, DC movies, or whatever on. But random days during the week, I can have, like, a Taylor Swift day.
Okay. I like it. Hmm? How come there's not a Taylor Swift comic book? What are we doing here?
Well, when she plays Dazzler, there will be. So.
Spoiler alert. Okay.
I'm assuming.
I hope.
You did notice what the last word is on the album, right?
What?
She says dazzling.
I hate it here.
Yeah.
I should have. I was like. Okay. So
she says you look like Taylor Swift, dazzling. Like she's just saying she's going to be Dazzler.
I'm going to buy so many action figures.
Can you imagine the hot toy for that?
Bro, I'm buying it. I'm buying it. I'm not playing. Mm-hmm. I'm not playing around. I'm buying it day one.
And I can show you the box the Batman hot toy came in with the bat signal.
Is it beautiful?
It actually has foil little Riddler clues on the around the box and everything. Like, it's, yeah. I have to figure out where to put it. It's huge.
Interesting. Okay. I'm going to look at the questions. I'm like.
No. Okay. I keep derailing you. Right. That's my bad.
All right. Oh, I paused every 5 seconds. That's why I hate this. You're fine. It pauses. It just pauses. I hate it. And we're back. Commercial break. That was a commercial break. It pauses every 8. It's so weird. Shout out to Riverside. We love you, but damn. it's all good.
Man, that pause is weird.
Yo, it's so weird. I'm like, I was like, it's fine, but it's okay.
You're just a blue blur when it pauses.
Ooh, the blue blur. Okay.
I didn't mean to do that.
All right, so. Okay, bars. Ryan got bars. Okay. All right. Your ritual for Taylor Swift album releases. What do you do? What do you do?
So
how do you get ready?
Usually I'll, so like say with this one, was the 11th. So each day before I'll listen to just one of them. Rather, because normally what I will do is, since my Apple Music is literally just her for the most part, I'll just hit random on that playlist. But yeah, for like a big album, like when Reputation re-releases, I will be listening to Reputation Original, because once Reputation re-releases, I'll have to delete the original. So.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we can't listen to the stolen ones anymore.
Yes. Okay. So, all right. The album. Well, we got any more Taylor questions? I'm trying to think. You know what? We'll get to the album. The Tortured Poets Department Anthology. Question. Yeah. Okay. All right. When I opened it, I said, Post Malone, oh, this is about to be whack. I played that song 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
I was like, why do I like this song so much, Taylor?
She gave us a Post Malone song the day before 420.
That's crazy.
Post Malone just had the best weekend ever.
Yeah, he's just killing right now. I can't believe I didn't see that collaboration coming at all.
Actually started because I don't know what year, but there was a year where she won an award that he was up for too. And when she goes up to the stage, she goes over and hugs him, and apparently they started talking after that. And then she asked him to be on this album, which of course he said yes, because you know.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? I played it 10 times. Mm-hmm. I played it at work. I love everything about it. I just didn't think I would ever in 2024 Taylor Swift and Post Malone on a bingo card.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
It fits way better than I thought it ever would.
Yeah. All her songs are interesting. She has Florence the Machine.
Yeah.
I love my favorite Florence the Machine, man. I want to see them live so bad. Oh, I love Florence.
You know, whenever the first time she plays that on the Eras Tour, she's going to have Florence with her, right? She has to.
I need to be there. I got to figure something out.
Well, you know, she's going to do it in Florida. And I think her tour actually ends in Florida.
We got to go to Florida.
Yeah.
We got to go. She's so cryptic and methodical in just everything she does.
Everything.
This is interesting.
Yeah, everything. She plans this stuff out so far ahead. It's disgusting.
I love it.
On the music video for Mean, she's like performing on the stage with a banjo. The windmill in the back says Willow. Like, she's been doing all of this forever.
Okay. She's like, continuity. Damn. Yeah. Okay, this is dope. I love it. But yeah, this album, I listened to that song 10 times. Florida, I listened to, like, a bunch of times. And I'm Gonna Get You Back. Mm-hmm. That is, like, I love that song. It's still, I don't know. I'm just not used to her. I don't know. She cusses and I like it.
I love it. Bad. I think she cusses like 50 times.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, this is the wildest. I like this. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift is always interesting to me because I'm always like, I don't like it. And then like later on, I always like, damn.
You have to listen to the song like 4 or 5 times before you really get it.
Yeah. I love it, man. And then, yeah, when Reputation comes out, I listened to it like once or twice. I was like, oh, okay. But I was like, I went back like, yeah, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
What? Dress? That's my shit. That's my shit.
Yeah.
I said, Tay-Tay, let's go. But I gotta hear you. What's up? How you feeling about the album?
How you feeling? The new one, right?
Yeah, I want all the things. Tell me all the things.
The new one, I feel like, because since it's a double album, because she has the producer from like 1989 and everything, and the producer from the Folklore Evermore stuff. I think instead of doing a sequel to one of them, she just did a sequel to both. Because it feels like Midnights and Folklore and Evermore at the same time. Like, okay. It definitely has like it's kind of like the lyrics of Midnight with the music of Evermore sounding, to me at least. But it's like I don't even know how many times I've listened to it yet, but it's like I feel like I'm still
Yeah, because it's like how many times have I? Okay, yeah, because I played it. Yeah, this morning I listened to it. I was listening to it all throughout the weekend. And I was just like, yeah. This is just.
And I'm still finding stuff that I didn't notice because it's so much.
And I'm like, okay, damn, I want more, Taylor. I always want more.
I mean, more. To be fair, she called it an anthology. She could just next week be like, here's part three for all we know.
Jesus Christ. She's
like,
she dropped.
Because the song I Can Do With a Broken Heart is about her touring at the beginning of the tour. Is it Frozen?
No,
Yeah. But yeah, so that song's about her touring at the beginning of the tour after like the breakup and everything. So she had basically the, and I don't talk a ton about like the personal stuff because, you know, it's not my business really.
Yeah.
But we all, everybody knew that the breakup happened and then she went right on tour.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was cool her writing a song about that. Like, even going through all that, she still had a $1 billion tour and it's not even half over yet.
Yeah. I don't mind her talking. I just think that's how music is for the song. Yeah. You know?
Her talking about it's fine. It's the people that are like trying to pinpoint which day like breakups happen from the songs. It's like, guys, that's a little weird. Like, you could just listen to the song and enjoy it.
Yeah. The personal stuff, I'm like, oh, you know what? I just like how it feels like intimate. The whole album feels intimate to me. And I'm like,
it reminds me of Phoebe Bridgers because Phoebe Bridgers just feels like you're just reading her journal.
Yeah.
Like she does not hold back anything.
And I'm like, oh. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm just with her right there. And that's why I like it's personal with Taylor. And I always think that she's very cool about her. That's why I always like, all right, I fucks with it. Like, I like hearing, and I like feelings from somebody, like hearing somebody's feelings out and putting them out, how they are, how they feel is just so interesting. I don't know. The way she does it to me is very, I think she's going in my top five of all time.
Yeah.
I think. And I can't like not, because I just know everything. So I kind of, for her to stand out to me in a different kind of way, not into like, as a more personal person, like, if I like were to like die, I want her to write my album, like for my life.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, and then like, I don't know like facts about her and stuff like that. Like, she's amazing, man. She does a lot of things. I'm like, yo, this is great. I'm loving everything. And like, I didn't know how successful she was from her own music and just like what she does, stuff like that. The billionaire thing was crazy to me. I was like,
yeah, because the reason it's her and not anybody else is that if you do a $1 billion tour, but you don't own the rights to your song, you're paying people for that. Like every tour before this, she was paying someone else to perform her own songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when other than the two CDs, obviously, when she performs her own stuff, she gets that money. So she's doing a tour with, what's it going to be like, 120 dates or something crazy?
Yeah.
And each of those she's doing for 3 hours, and she's making like, what, 90% of the money from that?
Right.
And that's insane.
That's, all right, question. All right, now, all right, I need you to explain for the people, what exactly does Taylor version mean? I forgot to explain that shit at the beginning.
Okay.
What does Taylor's version mean for the people? Explain.
Taylor's version is when she did the contract for, not going to remember the record label name, but she did the contract, I think it was either like end of high school or right out of high school. That contract, basically anything she wrote while under that contract, they had the rights to. Which, you know, she was what, 17 or 18 when she signed that contract. So she had no idea she'd be, you know, 500 million people listening to her album in one day. And so once that contract started to run out, which I think it ran out before Lover. So I think Lover was the first album she did that she herself owned outside of the label. And she told them, when you're going to sell my rights, let me know so I can buy them. And the guy Scooter Braun bought them instead. So his thing was, I think he was offering her, I will sell them back to you for each album you make for me. So she would make an album that he would own to then get an album back that she made already. So basically, she would constantly be making an album to get an album back, so she would never own all of her own stuff.
Right.
And his res her response was, obviously, you could guess. And her only other option was if she physically re-recorded them herself. And Scooter Braun was like, she won't have time to do that. But then lockdown happened, and she was like, okay, I'll just record all my own stuff. So Taylor's version
Touche.
is her, it's her re-recording the same songs. She does change, you've noticed little changes here and there for like arrangements and stuff on them. But,
Yes.
and then she also puts the bonus tracks that the labels like didn't let her put, like 10-minute version of All Too Well. The label was just like, you can't have a 10-minute long song. So they made her cut it down to 5. So with Taylor's version, she doesn't have anyone telling her not to do that. So she's just putting whatever bonus tracks, you know. Like with the new CD, there's no way the studio that she was with would have let her do 31 songs in one night. Like they would have been like, no, you release the other half, you know, 5 months later or whatever. But she's her own label, so she can just do whatever.
I love it so much. All right, thank you for explaining that, because I was like, everybody's like, what is Taylor's version? And I was like, that's, man, look, she was in a
Yeah.
bad P. Diddy deal, Suge Knight deal, she got cooked,
Oh, she
she's
got a
doing her
real
own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, her Meg Thee Stallion, I think, had the same, I think, but Meg Thee Stallion, I think, changed or something like that. It was something. She had one. Kesha deal was crazy too. That's nasty. Nasty.
Yeah, and
That
also
was
the other
nasty.
thing was that in that deal with her getting her stuff back from him, he wanted her to sign an NDA to never say a negative thing about pub him in public. So he would
Crazy.
still own half her music and she couldn't talk about him badly. And
That's crazy, right?
you thought she was going to be cool with that.
Yeah, nobody's cool for that. Nobody's cool for that. That's
No.
just that's Scooter Braun, bro. What
Yeah, Scooter
the
Braun. Yeah.
Anyway,
Also, like,
yikes. All right.
do you know how much he messed up by not just making a deal with her and getting, you know, 10%?
He should just did that. I know he regret. I know he's kicking himself in the great foot right now.
Could
He
you
didn't
imagine
believe,
getting 10% of this album right now?
bro. I would die. I would die.
Yeah.
I said, what the f like? I don't know. I don't know how you not see. Music is. I would go all in on music. Just music is. It's timeless. It's
Yeah.
never. I don't know. I just. I
It's just
don't know.
it's the same thing with like Marvel and Sony where they won't agree about Spider-Man. Like
Yeah.
just let the other mo just take $500 million.
Yes, it's like Spider-Man.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. It's
Yeah.
fine. You timeless. I don't know. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is I don't know. I love her. She's great. She's cool. The music is the songwriting, but yeah, the album is amazing.
Yeah.
I listen to it all day at work. Soothing, calm, nice. What is your favorite tracks on the album?
My favorite tracks, I mean, Fortnite's great. Have you seen the music video for that yet?
No, I'm not gonna watch it after this. I'm gonna watch it after
The
this.
music video
Is
is
it
really
great?
cool because she's actually wearing the dress she wore at the Grammys to announce it. So people think she filmed the music video, then just went to the Grammys. So that
Love
whole time
that.
she knew she had a Post Malone song and just didn't tell anybody.
Oh,
But
shit.
yeah, so I would say Fortnite, Down Bad. This is gonna be a long list because it's a long album.
Yeah, you
Florida.
gotta do it.
I think my like favorites, probably How Did It End? I think that's what it was called. And Black Dog.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a
And
good one.
Black Dog's there's a vinyl for Black Dog where it's actually a black vinyl and the entire vinyl is black with the main cover on it. But I think each of those is like 50, 60 bucks a piece.
Pesos or like USD USD,
USD. Yeah, not counting shipping.
yeah, Uncle Sam dollars. All right,
Yeah.
damn. Okay,
There's
yep.
gonna be a lot of tax returns going to Taylor Swift.
I
Just
do
imagine in a
want
few years when she owns everything, she can do a box set.
my money, my
Because what
wallet.
I really hope she'll do, I hope, because she has never had a greatest hits CD, which is insane. For
Yeah,
someone as big as her to never have a greatest hits CD,
that's crazy.
I want her to release a box set with everything and just call it greatest hits. Just say every song's good.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah, just a 250 song box set.
Damn, because I'm like, she's kicking, man. I don't know what she's gonna.
Like, how many greatest hits have the Beatles had since they broke up? Like 20, right?
Yeah.
And she has not had a greatest hits CD.
Damn, Taylor Swift greatest hits coming. Damn, I don't even know what that would be like. That would be insane.
Yeah. She could literally just put them in alphabetical order at that point and just mix them all up.
Yeah, I don't even. Her albums might be crazy. Damn, they're going to be thick, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, 1989, bro. 1989 was special. That's my shit. Oh, Red.
Because
yeah,
1989, she said that she wrote 100 songs for it and trimmed off, what, 85 or something? So she had, like, if she ever does, like, a deep cuts or whatever thing, she has so many.
Damn it. Oh, my God. Damn. I didn't think, that's crazy, bro. We might need that. I didn't think about that until I was like, yo, 50 greatest hits. Ooh. All right, also, did I pause?
It did. Another thing, people have been keeping track how many. Because she has her set list for Eras Tour. Because, like, when I saw her, it was the same as every other show, except the two live songs in the two acoustic songs in the middle were different for everybody. So by the end of the tour, she'll probably have played every song live. So she could release an Eras Tour's box set with literally every song she's ever written live.
Mm.
Which would be, like, a 10-vinyl set.
What's your favorite song to see her live? What's your favorite Taylor song?
I mean, All Too Well was really cool just because the entire section I was in was shouting the entire bridge. And this was like, what, 2.5 hours in? And we were just all exhausted. And Taylor's like, guys, wake up. Like, I'm fine. Like, I don't know what her cardio is, but it's disgusting. Like,
yeah.
Because apparently to train for the tour, she did the tour and sang it on a treadmill every morning for 3 hours. So she performed the entire tour every day for like 3 months while on a treadmill, which is ridiculous. Like,
what?
Yeah. She did a full interview saying that that's how she made sure. Because I know this is a really random segue, but I remember when I was in high school, when Outkast was preparing for their first tour, they would do laps around the neighborhood doing the songs together. That way they would be able to do them while running around on stage and everything. So Taylor just took that to the extreme and did it every day for like 3 months or something stupid.
Bro, her cardio is insane.
She could literally post the video of her doing that on the treadmill and we'd buy it.
I'd buy it.
Like,
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, Taylor Swift treadmill version. Like, we'd buy that.
Oh! Tay-Tay.
But yeah, like, you were saying about how her music seems like, her music does not seem like she's writing it for other people, if that makes sense. Like, she's not.
Yeah.
I don't feel like she's right, because she's saying, like, the song I Look Through Windows, that's not going to be on radio. Like, that's a weird song.
Mm-hmm.
But she's writing it because she wants to. Because, like, when I was at the show, it was Lincoln Financial. I was 10th row in the stand, so I wasn't on the field. And I turned around to take a picture so I could have, like, a selfie of me and the stage. And realized I was like, oh, there's 80,000 people in here. And it's like, for her to write music like that and have 80,000 people every single night, and then we found out there was 20,000 in the parking lot, so she technically had 100,000 people at that show.
Mm.
Like, because I know people obviously go to, she just does breakup songs. You don't get 100,000 people with breakup songs.
Yeah, it's not, like, no way. My favorite songs are faster, but I like, oh. Back to December, that got me one time. I was like, whoa. Yeah. I had goosebumps.
Oh, yeah.
Goosebumps. Lover, too, gets me every time.
I really like that feels like a sequel to Reputation. But it's funny because Reputation looks sad, but it's actually kind of happy. And Lover looks happy, but it's honestly kind of sad.
Yeah. Can I go? That's what I said with Shawn Mendes. I was surprised. I don't like Shawn Mendes. He killed that. I felt that. And then it's the version, the ballroom version.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I Taylor Swift, man, is just intimate.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift is intimate. That's what it is.
I wish, because she used to do I'm not gonna remember what they're called, but she used to do things where, because she would have like the website and like the fan list or whatever, she would do like social sessions where she would invite 30 fans over to her house and play the new album for them like the week before, and like mm-hmm. she can't do that right now because you know, a billion people would show up.
Yeah, yes.
But there was a thing where she had, I think it was for Lover. She invited like 30 fans over, and when they walked in, she baked them all cookies. Mm-hmm. Like, what I would give to have Taylor perform a full album for me live before it came out and bake me cookies.
That'd be lit, but we gotta get on the list.
Yeah.
Yo, Taylor Swift, how do we get Taylor Swift? Me and Brian need to be at these events, bro. Bake cookies, we'll something.
When the Eras Tour movie came out, they sent like content creators and stuff little like kits that had like a bunch of t-shirts, and it had like Taylor Swift popcorn in it or whatever. And on Instagram, there's a girl whose dog, she like puts the dog in pictures of all the Taylor poses. The dog got one. So I was like, how'd the dog get a Taylor Swift blanket and I didn't?
Yeah, we gotta figure something out. Brian, you gotta be on the list. Look, Brian can take my spot, bro. We gotta fix this. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy.
Yeah, because the bigger she gets, the harder those tickets are gonna be to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be crap. Yeah, I gotta see it because I'm a little hurt, but it's okay. I gotta step my Taylor merch up. I gotta get some. I want style. I gotta get some more styles. My find my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, might be. Never mind. That's yeah. My shit. I can't stop moving every time that song comes on. That's like how it starts. I just love everything of the lyrics, everything. Dress is another one. Oh my god. 22 is my 22, shit.
Yeah. That's
my, yeah, that's a 21. 21. No, 22.
They don't rhyme anymore if you do that.
No, don't rhyme anymore. Oh god. Yeah, 20. 32. Yeah, that's a, yeah. I need a 32 version. She's what? She's 30?
I think she's either 34 or turning 34.
Oh shit, she's around her age. Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forget.
Yeah, because her birthday is December 13th for the, that's why lucky number 13.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so and also I think in October, I think this year there's two Friday the 13ths. So people think each of those might be when the last two re-releases happen.
Ooh.
Which would make sense because Friday would be the song.
Huh.
But yeah, because when I went to the show was 3.5 hours. And Phoebe was like 45 minutes or so before it, I think. And
okay.
I really want to see Phoebe in like a smaller venue. Because Phoebe's great, but Phoebe in a giant stadium where everyone's freaking out screaming for Taylor, it was like kind of hard to hear, but it's also cool. I don't know if you knew this, but when Phoebe comes out at the beginning of her set, she comes out to Down With The Sickness by Disturbed.
I think that's amazing.
That's little girl in my section looked at her dad and said, "What is happening?" Because she just heard the guitar riff and she was like, "Dad, we're not at Taylor. What's going on?" She was freaking out. She was like, "You took me to the wrong show. We're going to miss Taylor."
Oh, that'd be crazy. Yeah, that's godlike. That's
and
godlike.
It's cool because all of them have the skeleton pajamas on the stage.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah, yo. I definitely want to, because I was going to see Boy Genius with beginning of the year, but I wasn't able to go. But she's supposed to be doing a new CD. I definitely want to try and see her at like a smaller venue, especially if she doesn't.
I want to see the bleachers. I want to see them. That's how I want
to
see.
They're going to be hard to see now too, just because by proxy they're connected to Taylor now.
Yep. That's why I was like, yo, this man, Jack, that man Jack's a genius. I like Jack. That's my dog. I like him. I like them. They're going to be in Philly in June 12th.
Okay, cool. Yep. So like 2 months.
Yeah, so I got time.
Yeah.
I want to see him though.
Watch Taylor show up.
I'll die.
Yeah.
I'll die. You think I'm a fool now? If she's in there, you're getting bogart out the way, brother. I'm not playing. Like, Taylor, please! Taylor! I was like, why are you here, please? Yes! I'm gonna freak out. I'll die.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite Taylor merch. What's your favorite Taylor merch that you own?
Good?
Yep.
Pause. It did the...
And we're back. For our sponsor. What's your favorite Taylor merch?
So I have the... From Folklore, there's a Varsity jacket that she did that I have that I really like. I really wanted the ring that came out for this, but it sold out in, like, I think 300 on eBay. And she was selling for, like, 35. But, yeah, it's a ring with the TTPD logo, and then the engraving just says Taylor Swift a bunch of times around it. But, yeah, it was only $35, but now it's hundreds, so.
What?
Yeah. We have to hope for a restock at this point, but, I mean.
Oh, I hate that word. I hate that word.
No, especially for her. Yeah.
I hate restock. I hate that word.
Because when I got 1989, one of the four CDs they sent me didn't have the photo packet in it. And they were like, we'll send it with the next restock. It was 6 months later. That's how long it took them to catch up with everybody ordering her stuff.
That's a year. That's almost a year. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Scalpers, you can't keep getting away with this. You can't keep getting away with this!
And that ring selling out was even with them only doing one per person. It still sold out that fast. Like, it's insane.
We gotta fix this. We gotta fix this. It's not okay.
Yeah. Just have eBay not have Taylor Swift possible on there.
Okay. What are people's reaction when you're telling your Taylor Swan to your Taylor fan? What's the best reaction you ever had?
So my group of wrestling friends, because we met, like, I met one at GameStop, and then we started, like, because we became friends basically right when AEW was starting up with All In. So we basically just kind of watched AEW together from the beginning. And after we hung out a few times, I friended them on Facebook. And my friend Bob sees all my Taylor Swift posts, and he just messaged me.
Yeah.
He just messaged me, and he goes, that makes sense. Yeah. He was just like, oh, it adds up now.
Shout out to Tay Tay.
But yeah, every once in a while, I'll get people that just think I'm joking for some reason, and it's really weird.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead ass.
It's like, yeah, I got a tattoo to pretend to be a Taylor Swift fan. Like,
That's crazy. I like that.
Yeah.
Is that your first tattoo?
It's my only one right now. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm planning on one for the new CD.
Ooh. Yeah, I will be covered if I just... I gotta be careful with things I love. When I like something, I gotta be careful.
If tattoos were free, I'd be very different looking.
Yeah, same. I'll be covered, but I also gotta think before I've been... I'm getting a little like... especially as a comic person and person that loves nerdy things.
Especially with comic books, because, like, you could get... If you got every single spider person on you, that cover, like, 60% of your body.
Yep. And you gotta be careful. You just gotta be careful what you're doing. Yeah. I'm like... I'm a madman when it comes to things like this. I gotta stop.
Because what was your first tattoo?
Ooh, Iron Fist.
It was the Iron Fist.
You
just went from 0 to 10 with tattoos.
Yeah, I went 0 to 10 with fucking Iron Fist. I think Iron Fist, I saw the show, and I said, I went straight to the comic book shop.
Yeah.
Everywhere I read everything. It was crazy how obsessed with this character. Danny Rand I was, and I was like, oh, I want a tattoo. And then I didn't realize how tattoos work. So I didn't eat, and it was it's 30 minutes of a tattoo. No, 3 hours. Shaking.
Yeah, this was 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shaking. I was shaking. I'll never forget it.
The one that I want to do, but don't think I'll ever have the guts to do it, I want the full wrap Margot has as Harley Quinn of the diamonds. But it's like... That's so much real estate. And, like, I just... Because, like, I was fine with this one. But at the end of it, I was like, you know what? I think I'm good for a little while. Because it doesn't actually hurt. It just feels like they're like scraping away stuff, and it's really weird feeling.
It's a weird feeling.
But
it
didn't hurt until like 3 days later.
Yeah, my Blue Beetle one is another one too that was like,
I'm planning on one for this. I will get a Harley eventually. I just don't know if I'll go, you know, full.
Same. I want one of them to sleeve, man. But I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I got to figure out something. I want one of them. One of them is my favorite. I got to figure out one of them.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's a ton of cool things you could do for her. Like, you could have, like, the lasso wrapped around you or something.
Yeah. But I also like, the art in a new Wonder Woman Tom King book. I love it. Mm-hmm. I just love everything, man. Dead Earth, I love that. It's like Wonder Woman just being negative. I'm down.
Mm-hmm. I'm just down. Straight up murdering people.
Just murder. It's just,
yeah.
Lifting on rocks and stuff. It's something about just her holding the tank or doing things. I'm like, yo, give me that. Mm-hmm. But I want Superman. Oh, I like Superman too. I got Superman. But I also want, I just think, Taylor Swift, I might have to get a style tattoo or something. Style tattoo, for sure. Okay. All right.
So double check the music video for that, because I think in the music video there's like an outline of her at one point, and that could be a cool one to do. That way you're not getting, you know, someone to draw Taylor Swift and then it ends up looking like somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Before we switch gears, We turn tables on our on me. Do you have any questions for me? Taylor Swift related, anything related? What do you have questions for me? Do you have any questions for me?
Do you have a Taylor Swift song or album that you don't like?
Ooh, the thing about Taylor Swift is that annoys me is that I had to change the way I listen to her albums because I missed a lot of like fucking gems, like Reputation. I was just like, meh. Oh man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. It's good. And I went back to every single album. Folklore I went back to because I'm not really into the slow music, but I appreciate it differently.
Her more folk stuff.
And I turned the lyrics up on my EQ, so I just hear the lyrics. Because I feel like a Taylor Swift is just like a lyric.
Yeah.
And I said, shit, this is really good.
Yeah.
This is really good. So she changed the directory of my music taste of listening to music. As lyrics, listen to lyrics. She did that, and I appreciate it. And then, like, when I go on Spotify now, I don't listen to like the top songs. I go to the albums first, and I listen to the albums like bop, bop, bop. So I get like more of a better feel for the artist. But intimately, I've never listened to anybody else that was more intimate in feeling than her.
Yeah,
than her. I have not yet. I love Carly Rae, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh no,
her and Carly Rae, they're right there, and like, but Taylor's like. I really think with
Folklore and Evermore, she realized that she can just kind of write what she wants and not what she feels like she has to.
Yes.
And because when you can, especially to her first CD was very much country radio, which there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes. But
comparing her lyrics, I mean, she's been doing this almost 20 years, something probably like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you consider when she was like actually writing, but yeah, it album to album she basically just keeps getting better, which is ridiculous because she's been good the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Fucking with it. All right, question. All right. Any more questions? I gotta ask you the final question. The final question I gotta ask you.
I think I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Rank the Taylor Swift albums. What is your ranking of the Taylor Swift albums?
It's like ranking my children if I had any.
I had to do it. Had to do it.
So I'm going to say. I'm going to say right now, number one would still be 1989. But I feel like Tortured Poets, once I've got. Because to be fair, I thought we were going to be talking about 15 songs today, not 31. So I really thought I was going to have more time to do this, and Taylor was like, no, here's more homework. So, but like, I really feel like Tortured Poets could actually be number one for me eventually. So I would say it's 1989, Tortured Poets. Oh, this is hard.
I kind of wanted to be
Reputation, Folklore, Evermore, but those two are like basically tied for me too.
Okay.
'Cause I feel like they're like
Okay.
two part albums pretty
Interesting.
much.
Interesting, interesting.
Then Speak Now, Red, Fearless, self-titled. But that'll probably change literally if you ask me tomorrow. So
Okay.
like it's hard because I feel like putting self-titled last makes it sound like it's bad, but it's not. It's just also I'm really
Yes.
interested to hear how it sounds with 34-year-old Taylor singing the song she wrote when she was 16.
Yeah. We might have to do this every re-release. I think now.
Yeah, because at the very least we have two more this year. I would imagine.
Yes.
That it
Yes,
also that's
yeah.
assuming we're not literally back here next week because she put out part three.
I swear to God, Taylor, slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down. 'Cause I
Like,
didn't know the other album dropped until my friend Julia was like, "Oh, what?" I said, "Bro, what do you mean another part of this shit dropped?" I said,
yeah,
"What do you
so
mean?"
when she announced it at the Grammys, when she said she'd been planning it for 2 years, she went like that and didn't look at the camera. And her page would be like, "Hey, new album in 2 months," and it kept doing this. And everyone was like, "Oh, that means she's going to drop Reputation at 2 a.m." So I was at my friend's listening to it. Me and her were hanging out listening to it. And it was a little before 2. And I was like, "She's going to announce something at 2 o'clock." And when I scrolled down, Apple Music just loaded up and then it had all the extra songs. And I was like, "Oh, it's a double album. I'm not sleeping tonight." Like, and I think I got to bed at like 5 a.m. and went to work at like 10.
Oh, you're a
And,
madman. I love
but
it.
I was just like, no, she put out, what was it, 16 more songs, I think? Because it was 15 and then she
Bro.
added another 16.
Bro.
Like,
I
that's.
said, what the fuck? I said, no way.
Because when the post said, surprise at the double album, I was like, oh, where's the release date? Like, I thought she was going to be like, part one's today, part two summer or something. But it was just like, it just had the link, and I was like, oh, it's just there. Because she did that with Midnight's, the 3 a.m. edition, but it was like, what, four songs extra? Which even that was crazy, but I don't get how she wrote two albums while touring
Bro.
and also going to the Super Bowl and everything. Like, was she in the Super Bowl box just writing songs?
Bro. She's like,
Like,
"Hugger. Hey."
how, yeah, I don't get how she continues to do this. And she, like, it would be different if she did this, but they were crappy.
To me, they were
Yeah.
all those songs were like very intimate and melodical and thought out, and the lyrics were every. There was
Yeah.
no like,
Like,
I was like,
there's no filler.
yeah, that's I didn't think anything was not important to like listen till I was like, damn,
No.
damn, oh my God, I was, this is personal, this is
Yeah,
personal, this
and
is,
it just keeps going.
and I'm just I'm quite shocked on how much an artist is doing this. I'm just like, okay. I'm trying my best not to be like, this is might be an all-timer, greatest of all time. I don't know, bro. I love Carly Rae Jepsen. Carly Rae Jepsen, but I'm like, what's
Yeah.
going on? I don't know. I wish Carly Rae Jepsen would do stuff like more like this. I think she's great. I think she's looking great, but yeah, I think it's great. I
It's
don't know.
just Taylor just is constantly working. 'Cause like in
Yeah.
the song she says, like I think she says like I'm so depressed but I'm productive or whatever. Like she's just constantly doing this.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is talent. Talent
Like
to
when she did the Folklore Shed at my show, she like has the guitar in like the Folklore house. And she's talking to everybody, and she was like, she said she was when lockdown happened, she was like, "You know what? I'm actually going to take a break." She was like, "I'm going to be that lady that wanders through the woods picking up acorns or whatever." She's like, "I'm just going to do my thing." She said it lasted a day. The second day of lockdown, she started writing Folklore. She literally couldn't make it 48 hours without writing an album. And she's just like, she started this 2 years ago. So realistically, she's probably already started the next one.
It's just I feel feelings, and it's like I don't know, I like how that makes me feel. That's really good. It's like,
Yeah.
oh,
And it's
okay.
especially cool that, because usually songs like that you get from an artist that's much more like indie, not from the biggest artist in the world right now.
Yeah, Taylor Swift is so good. She's so good. Before I let you go, what are you reading? What are you reading and what are you watching?
Watching, I'm trying to catch up on Doctor Who. Because they did a Doctor Who card set that I really liked. And I was like, this looks cool. I should probably know what the hell's going on. Okay. So I'm into the Matt Smith, I want to say like season 6 or 7 of the new stuff. So that's what I've been watching for the most part, and wrestling when I can. I've been reading the Distillery stuff so far. That's been my main stuff just because I'm just not caught up on DC right now. And I will also be reading Blood Hunt, which starts, I want to say, in 2 weeks, I think. Mm. Yeah, because Blood Hunt, I'm going to do everything for because it's vampires. And I mean, I grew up on Buffy, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. What are you reading? What are you reading?
Hello?
Hello? We're back. And we're back.
Okay.
What are you reading?
Not comic book wise, I've been catching up on a lot of manga since I started reading Dragon Ball again. Mm-hmm. My favorite besides Dragon Ball, obviously, is Mariko-chan, I think is how you say it. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's basically Sixth Sense, but in a Japanese high school.
Okay. I love it. Mariko? I'm writing it down.
Mariko. Oh, no. It froze again.
Damn it! Why does it always do it when... Okay. Anywho. Yeah, I have this big stack of comics right here I'm going to knock out today. What I could say, I'm going to catch up. Mother Pfeiffer! Okay.
Now you're
can't get away with this. All right. I'm reading a ton of comics. I got a stack right here. I'm about to knock it out today. And I got
going out every time you started talking now.
I hate it here. Okay. It's like the Oscar music. All right. We get it.
Yeah.
All right. As I was saying, I got to read comics.
Mm-hmm.
Stack. I can knock out quick. Boom. Bow. I watched Shogun. Shogun's pretty sick. And I listen to some Tay Tay right now. But yeah, do you Taylor Swift when you read comics?
Sorry, I heard something comics.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's funny. I would like to, but I feel like I'm then not paying attention to the comic. Like, if she ever released like acoustic versions of stuff, I 100%, well, not acoustic, instrumental. Mm-hmm. If she ever did like instrumental Folklore or Evermore, I would 100% listen to that while reading stuff. Normally, I'll just like, what is it, like the YouTube videos where you type in, you know, like rainforest ambient music or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll just like find that and listen to it. Because like I found one for Dragon Ball, but then about halfway through it starts like a fight. And I was just like, I can't read this while there's a fight going on. Like you just see like, hear like key blast going off. And I was like, yeah, I can't read a manga while that's happening.
That's crazy. Well, thank you, Brian, for coming on.
Of course, yeah, thank you.
When Reputation, anything, when LS stuff comes out, we're going to have you back. It's going to be T-Swift Talk, the one shot. T-Swift Talk, the one shot. Tell us where they can find you and what you got going on.
Where they can find me is, like, my Instagram or my job?
Whatever. if you can put your job out there, I wouldn't do that personally, but it's fine.
The thing is, you do
want people to come. It's a comic book shop.
Yeah, because like if they go to my Instagram, they'll know my job because of our streams. So
yep. Okay.
They'll find it one way or the other.
Yes.
But yeah. So my Instagram. Do I know my Instagram handle? I want to say it's Brian Hull 88. I think Brian Hull 88. That sounds right. If it's not, I'll change it after this. I don't know.
Yeah. It's Brian.
But yeah, I'm just working at the Comic Mania comic shop.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can find me at SailorGaines18 everywhere. TikTok, YouTube, at your mom's house. That's where I'll be. I'm everywhere. And I'm here. That's what I'll be doing. Okay? Listen to Taylor Swift album. Tell me what you think. What's your favorite Taylor Swift album? Put it in the comments. Like, share, subscribe to your mom, to your dad. I'm probably going to put this up really fast because I need to know. The streets need to know about Taylor Swift. But thank you, Brian.
Everyone's talking about it right now.
Yeah. I'm going to probably drop it today. I'm a wild man. One shot. It's fine. Bonus episode. Let's go.
Yeah, just do it. Yeah.
tap in, tell your mom, tell your dad we love you. Brian, what advice do you have for us today? If anything, if somebody owe you money, tell them.
Listen to what Taylor Swift.
All right, listen. You heard him, man. Heard him.
Because you already say drink more water, so.
Oh, yeah. Drink more water and listen to Taylor Swift. You can't be wrong. Hydrate your face, your body, your mind, everything. That's all. Bam. I'm pressing it.